Well, I think the best thing that we could do is to, number one, come to the table as believers with creation models, with scientific models that incorporate a creator's work. And I think it's possible to do that. But also, I think we want to make sure that science education is done in a balanced way, where not only is the theory of evolution taught, but also challenges to the theory of evolution should be taught as well. For example, it's common in textbooks for this idea that life comes out of a prebiotic or primordial soup. That's well and good to say this is a scientific idea, but also what also should be taught is the fact that we see no evidence for a prebiotic soup in the geological record. If that soup existed, it should have left behind a fingerprint, and we see no evidence of that. Well, that should be taught in science classes as well. But what's happened is only part of the story is being taught, and I think that's not fair for the students. And it doesn't encourage, I think, excitement or interest in science on the part of students when those kind of controversies are not exposed to them.